Cotton Cargo, how may I help you?
Hi, is Robert there?
Mass is calling.
This is Olivia from Cardiff.
From Cardiff?
Cardiff, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
This is Robert.
Hi, Robert. This is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I am good.
I know you're busy, so I won't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago.
Yeah, we're good in that department.
Okay. Is there a specific time of year that the business reevaluates or brings on additional equipment or capital?
We've been with the same institution for probably 20 years now.
Oh, really? The same one? Is it with Wells Fargo?
No. Capital One.
Oh, with Capital One? Awesome. Uh-huh. And is it mainly like you have like a line of credit or for
Any,
equipment?
I got such a good relationship. All I got to do is pick up the phone and call them. And it's
awesome. Well, that's good to hear for you.
Yeah.
Well, in case anything ever does change, I mean, we do have working capital and equipment financing and a lot of different programs. Would it be okay if I followed up with an email just to send you some additional information in case something changes in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely probably send me some literature or something that I could file it in my bank file.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something comes up, where are y'all located?
We're in San Diego, but we do have like a match or beat policy. So a lot of times we offer things that traditional banks can't offer at different rates or different things that are just a little bit more competitive. But we are a real bank, so.
Well, unfortunately for banks, my business is so good that we kind of like write checks for everything we buy. In fact, I just bought a $50,000 piece of equipment.
Oh, yeah?
And just wrote a check for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's just really that's just the way we've always
mm-hmm.
done things. But
yeah.
I mean, we just send me some literature or whatever, and anything pops up. I mean, I've given them, you know, a little bit of string to hang themselves, and then there's, you know, they haven't given me a reason to leave. So,
well, sounds like a great relationship.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it is, but you know, the whole banking industry is changing now. It's all, you know, online. On, you know, there's almost hardly any face to face anymore like it used to be.
Yeah, no, everything is online now, and everything is like kind of like over the phone, online.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's really just the way it's moved towards these days.
Right. And I'm a little more old school than probably most people. You know, I've been in this 30 years. So, I'm still young enough to be with the new stuff. But in a way, I kind of like the old school a little bit also.
Yeah, I prefer that face-to-face contact.
Exactly. Exactly. But send me whatever you can, and I'll definitely, you know, if something pops up.
Awesome.
I'll definitely give you a shot.
Okay, well, can I have your email address?
Yeah, it's rb at cottoncargo.com.
Mm-hmm. At cottoncargo.com. And how are sales this year? Pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. Are you up or down or flat from last year?
We're up.
We're up? Oh, what do you think has attributed to that?
Our quality, our service, basically, we've been in business so long. My customer base is so diversified. I'm not like tied up into one, you know, one
like small group. Yeah.
Like, you know, we did have quite a few oil field customers,
mm-hmm.
but I had so many others that, you know, when the oil field kind of went down like it did,
mm-hmm.
those customers did spend less than what they did in the previous years, but my other customers more than made up for what they didn't spend.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
So it's just the different sectors, you know, different sectors of the market, and we just always been diversified.
That's exactly the way it should be, right?
you better do it or you're going to sink, that's for sure.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and did the new equipment that you ended up buying, is that helping with sales?
We're at a point to where, yes, Yeah, we because in our business, you know, as well as anything else, the quicker you get it out, you know, the everybody in our market, they got to have it, and they got to have it right now. I almost call it like the Walmart Society. It's like, I want it right now.
It really is.
So that's I mean, there's the Amazons out there. That's great and everything, but until they can, like, you know, with their drones and get it to you within an hour or whatever they plan on doing, there's always going to be a need for Walmarts and that kind of stuff, because people that I see, they want it, and they want it, like, you know, they're in a hurry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, even with Amazon, I mean, sometimes it just, even though they're so competitive and they have that, you know, one-day shipping or whatever, sometimes you just want to just go to the store and get it right away.
Exactly. Or at least feel it and try it on or whatever.
Yeah, especially because it's hard online. It's hard to know.
It is. But Amazon's is just, you know, their price point. You know, they do so much volume. It's their price point. And people almost like, well, okay, well, I can save $5 or $10. Hell, I'll wait till tomorrow.
But they don't really do, like, the custom, like, screen printing and embroidery and stuff that you guys do, right?
I'm sure, but, you know, there's so many companies out there that, you know, and like I said, we've been in it for 30 years. I've seen so many of them go bankrupt.
Yeah.
What happens is they get in this price wars, but they don't really have a handle on what their expenses are. Unfortunately, their employees need a paycheck every 2 weeks.
That's,
you know, and unfortunately, the light company needs your lights, needs money to power on. Especially in bigger markets like we're outside it. We're probably an hour from Houston.
Okay? Oh, really?
Houston's
okay.
A huge, huge market.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is all the big guys, they beat each other up so bad that at the end of the day, they're just, I mean, what I call it is practice. I tell people, look, I've been in it long enough, I don't need the practice. When we do something, we're going to make a profit on it. I mean, that's the only way you can do business and stay in business.
And so do you sneak in, and when the big guys mess up, you go in and steal their clients?
Constantly. Well, what happens is they go bankrupt, you know, and then when they do that, a lot of times they kill the market is what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Their customers are saying, well, hell, I got it. I've been able to get it at this price. And I'm like, well, is that company still around? They said, no. Unfortunately, they went out of business. And I said, well, there's a good reason why they went. You know,
yeah.
That happens quite a bit. But, you know, it's just we're in one of those industries that it's kind of easy to get into, but it's hard to stay in it. You know, it's just, and I mean, people, you know, if all they have is price, you know, anybody can beat anybody's price.
And for sure.
When I get people that call me and say, look, I need a bid on 500 shirts or whatever it is, you know, I give them a bid or whatever, and they say, well, you know, we like your service and everything, but we're trying to get them a little cheaper. I'm like, well, why didn't you call Mexico or China? why'd you stop in the United States?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
If you want the cheapest, less expensive price, you go to China, right?
Then that quality suffers too.
Well, yeah, there you go, and you don't know what you're getting. That's the other thing.
Yeah, and the sizing there.
And they can do it in the time frame that they need it. But they expect to get it at a cheap price. And, I mean, it's just, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So, no, I definitely understand that. I mean,
that's just the way it is. But but definitely send me some literature. Send me what you got and a card and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have something pop up, I'd at least give you
perfect. And then, you know, if it's okay with you, maybe I can just, you know, check up on you a few times a year, see how things are going, and see if, you know, what's going on and if you ever need anything.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, I was Olivia. I am Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. It was so nice speaking with you.
Nice. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.